And even though we really enjoy this beautiful sunshine, it's very dry out there, and we could definitely use some rain. And so, Father, we just ask for your provision of that in the right amounts at the right times. Father, I thank you for your word and how it is one of those things that replenishes and refreshes our soul and gives us understanding of who you are and how we relate to you. And so, Father, I pray that you would help us through the direction and guidance of your Holy Spirit to understand your word and to be able to see you more clearly. Thank you for these people that are here this morning, and I pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to them. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So in looking at Proverbs, I actually stole pretty much most of this message today from someone else. So if you don't like it, blame him. But I just thought this would be a good, a good way to remember things. And so we're going to use this word character, and it's actually going to be an acrostic. And we're going to fill in the letters as we go along. But one of the things that we need to realize about Proverbs is it is a group of basically wisdom sayings. That it is statements that are made to reveal God's perspective on daily life. So it talks to us a lot about how we're to live our lives, how we're to talk. There's a lot of different things in there that it tells us about. It tells us how to keep a lid on our anger, the side effects of drinking too much, our relationships, our tongue. It explains that there's 180 different kinds of people. Wow. Just, describing different kinds of people. Although it probably all boils down to pride or selfishness on the negative side, followers of God on the positive side. And so as we look through this today, I want you to also think in terms of not just Proverbs, although this is a great acrostic for Proverbs, but anytime you're reading God's Word, to think about this specific thing as you're reading God's Word on how then to apply it, how to hear what God's telling you. So on building character in our lives, the first one we look at is communication. And there's a handout in your bulletin that has fill in the blank. It's got the scripture references in there. So the first one is communication. My person is being distracted by her husband. That's okay. So communication. How do we communicate with God? Mostly through prayer. We talk to God. He communicates to us mostly through his word. But we need to communicate with him, and he needs to be able to communicate to us. In Psalm 119:18, it says, "Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things of your law." So the psalmist asking God, "Help me to see. Help me to see those things in your law, because they are wonderful." And then in James 1:5, it says, "But if any of you lacks wisdom," we just heard this one, right? "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him." That understanding, especially as we're reading God's word, God, help me to understand this, because there are some things in there that are kind of strange, right? And it's like, what's going on here? And not only that, but we read God's word and we think, well, he's talking to these people like thousands of years ago even. How in the world does that apply to me? But yet it does. It does apply to us. Do you realize that the day that you're reading a verse, God knew you were going to read that verse? And that verse is something for you, or that section or that passage or that chapter? There's something there for you because God knew you were going to read it. but we need to seek him to find out what that is. We as believers in Jesus Christ have also been given the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our guide. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will come. I'm going away. The Holy Spirit's going to come. And when he comes, he will guide you into all these things that I've talked about. All the things that God wants you to know, he's going to help you to know. Next one is home. Home. So as you're reading through Scripture, thinking about your home. So what kind of things are there in Scripture that I need to glean that'll help me in my home right now? The situation, the relationships, what's going on? Now, a lot of times there can be multiple verses, you know, especially in Proverbs. It seems just like, oh my gosh, there's tons of stuff. You know, if you read one chapter in a day, in one chapter, there's a lot of stuff. But what you need to do is say, okay, God, where's one thing in here? What's one thing that I really need to get to work on today? Just one thing, because you can be so overwhelmed with many. You know, one of the things, and this again is from Proverbs 15. I'm going to be looking at Proverbs 15 in several verses. Proverbs 15:1 says, excuse me, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. How many times in our homes with our family do we give that harsh answer or that harsh response? It doesn't help the situation. It doesn't help the situation. I just think, how many times with my kids have I responded that way? Just, you know, just doesn't really work. But that gentle answer, and that's what God wants us to do. The next one is attitudes. We all have them. Attitudes, we all have them. Some good, some not so good. But it's the behaviors that come out of the attitudes really that are the biggest issue. So whatever attitude it is that we have, how do we then behave? And are those behaviors acceptable or not acceptable? The attitudes that lead to action. We can have a humble attitude. We can have a pessimistic attitude. We can have a joyous attitude. We can have just a bad attitude. You know, there's lots of attitudes that we can have. And as my wife has told my children over and over and over, your attitude is your choice. Because it is. Our attitudes are our choice. We can't say, well, you know, but so-and-so. No. No, no one made you have that attitude. Your attitude is your choice. So what attitudes, as you're looking in Scripture, what attitudes are complimented? And what attitudes are criticized? What are those things that God wants us to do? Proverbs 15:31 says, he whose ear listens to the life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. So this idea of someone comes and says something by way of correction, is my attitude one of, oh man, thank you for telling me that? Or is my attitude, who are you? Get out of here. Who are you to tell me? Well, it may be God telling them to tell you. But someone, you know, one of the greatest attitudes we can have is a teachable spirit. To be listening to other people, to be listening to what God says, to not just go, oh yeah, I know that. But to realize that we don't know everything. We don't know everything. The next one is relationship. This would be non-family relationships. So our relationships outside of our families, how are those going? What in Scripture helps us to understand what we need to do? How we need to relate to friends and neighbors and coworkers and even enemies? How do we need to relate to them? Are we seeking healthy relationships, making sure that we're kind of have everything cleared up all the time, you know, not kind of letting things go. And doesn't that happen so many times? I mean, with relationships in general, you know, it's never really a big thing usually. It's all these little things that add up, and then pretty soon it's that last one that's the proverbial straw, and all of a sudden it's wah, and you're thinking, wow, that's not that big a deal. What's going on? Well, it's all this other stuff. That only happens to me. Doesn't happen to you guys? Oh, okay. My wife would attest to that, yeah. So our relationships. Proverbs 15:22 says, without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they succeed. Having those people in your life that you can go to and talk with. But I will put one kind of, what's the word I want? Caveat in there, or caution in there. Caveat, there we go. It's not the stuff you eat. It's not like fish eggs, right? Okay. So, just seeing if you're awake. This side is. I'm not sure about that side. Making sure that those that we seek out for counsel are wise people, that they're people who follow God's word and follow God's standard, that we're not out there seeking after, and actually the Bible says this, people that tickle our ears. Well, I'm going to go talk to that person because I know they will tell me what I want to hear. No, go talk to the person that's going to tell you what you don't want to hear. Seek out wise counsel in your relationships. The next one is actions. Actions. We'll start this one off with James. James 4:17. Therefore, to the one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. Boy, that covers an awful lot of stuff. To him who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, it's sin. So our actions, do our actions reflect Jesus Christ? If we're a believer in Jesus Christ, do our actions reflect Jesus? We need to be asking ourselves that. And as we're going through Scripture, God at times may say, you know what, I want you to do this. And then are we willing to act and implement those things that God wants us to do, to maybe change some behaviors, some habits, some patterns that we've gotten into? You know, reading that Scripture and going, oh, that's for me, instead of reading the Scripture going, oh man, I know someone who needs that. Of course, even in that, if we did read Scripture and go, oh, I know someone who needs that, do we actually go tell them? We're going to cover that one in here too. But also one of the things that we want to do is don't get too long a list. You know, because it's easy as you're going through Scripture. I mean, we're all imperfect, so there's lots of things that we could be working on. But start with, you know, one thing. You know, don't make this whole list and get frustrated because you can't accomplish any of it. Ask God, so am I reading today, God, what is that one thing that you really want me to get today that I can work on? And then consequences. Usually consequences of actions or attitudes. Either positive or negative consequences. Those consequences really should be the motivating factor of our actions and our attitudes. Oh, I'm going to suffer this consequence, so okay, well, plan B might be better. Actually thinking through. You know, those of us that have kids, it's really easy to see the misconception on consequences. Because kids don't necessarily get the consequent part. You know, it's like, well, if I do this, you know, if I jump off the barn, I'm going to break my leg. It's not that it doesn't necessarily compute till it happens. Then hopefully they've learned. Some people, some of us, are a little harder headed, and it's like, one of these days I'll get it, right? Sometimes it takes longer for us to realize the consequences of to poor actions, but realizing that there is consequences. Pride is a big one. You see this throughout Proverbs a lot. Proverbs 15:25. The Lord will tear down the house of the proud. 16:18. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before stumbling. You know, a lot of times the issue with pride is not giving God the credit, the taking it upon ourselves and going, oh, wow, look what I did. And not going, oh, wow, look what God did in me. Or look what God allowed. Or look what God didn't allow. The turning that pride around and giving God the credit. The next one is our tongue. Proverbs talks a lot about that. In fact, there's 100+ verses in Proverbs about the tongue. So probably a pretty important issue. Sometimes just within conversation, we can sin by what we say. Even just in how we say it, we have to be so careful what comes out of the mouth. And oh gee, look at that. James has something to say about that. Some of you may not know James is my favorite book. It comes up a lot, but you know what? It's a great book. It's a great book. Talk about practical living. So in James 3, 8 through 10, it talks about the tongue. It says, no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. With it, this is amazing, get this. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way. I mean, can it happen just that fast? I mean, 1 minute you're praising God and everything is great. And then something happens and something comes out of there that should not come out of there. That same tongue that's praising God can curse those who were made in God's image so quickly. Proverbs 15:23 says, a man has joy in an apt answer, and how delightful is a timely word. Saying the right thing at the right time. The next, part of the issue with the tongue would be the ears, right? Isn't that really kind of goes hand in hand, or tongue in cheek, or whatever? You know, two ears, one tongue. We need to listen way more than we need to speak. And a lot of times, if we're listening and paying attention, we speak much better. We're much more careful what we say. The next one is expression. Expression by way of, you know, I've read something in Scripture, and man, I just got to tell you about it. The faith and the feelings and the truth of Scripture that this is bringing up, I've got to share it. I need to tell somebody about it. Something in our reading that just, you know, struck a chord in us that we need to share. I can remember when I first started going to Bible school, a lot of input, a lot of stuff coming in, but nothing going out. And I literally could feel that. It was just like, I'm going to explode if I don't start sharing some of this stuff. And, you know, and really, hopefully that's how you feel as you're reading God's word and just, you know, taking stuff in and just finding things, you know, those golden nuggets and those things that are just, you just get so excited about that you can then go share that with people. You say, oh man, I was reading scripture today and this is what God was speaking to me about. Oh, by the way, I'm having trouble in this. Would you hold me accountable? I know that's getting a little personal, but it's good. It's good to do that. Acts 1:8 talks about being a witness, you know, telling about what God's doing in our lives, what we're reading. In Acts 1:8 it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Jesus talking to his disciples, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you, and you're going to go out there and tell people about me. Jesus speaking. Because what we realize what Jesus has done for us, how can we not share that with other people? And then remembrance. So we're reading scripture, but so many times, I mean, in this reading, you know, so I'm reading through and I'm trying to come up with messages to share on Sunday morning from what I'm reading. And I'll have read something, and between the time I read it in the morning and even the time I get to my office, I'm going, what was it that I read? Oh man, there was a really good, I wanted to do a message on that. What was that? Man, that's so frustrating. And I even have my journal. And I'll write, sometimes I write it down, and sometimes I'll go, well, I wrote this down, but I'm really not sure what I meant by that. Thanks, Mike. It's good to keep each other humble, right? But what God wants us to do is he wants us to remember his scripture. He wants us to memorize it and meditate on it. You know, the impact that it has in our lives is when it absolutely saturates us. When someone says something to us, immediately what we think of is, there's something in scripture about that. And that's our response, is based on what we know of Scripture, not just, oh, well, here's what I think. Joshua 1:8 talks about this. Joshua speaking to the people says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, and be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. God's word, meditating on it day and night, that it just absolutely becomes part of us. And again, remembering the Holy Spirit. John 14:26 talks about the Holy Spirit's bringing to our remembrance. Of course, he was talking specifically about the disciples and what Jesus was saying. But then as we read Scripture, Jesus or the Holy Spirit bringing to our mind when we're in a particular situation, he can bring to our mind, oh, remember that scripture you read? Here's how that applies. Use it. Remembering. And then also, to wrap up here, there's a list of these words and some questions to think about as you're studying. I don't know if that's even on there. Oh, yep. Look at that. So here, and this is also in your handout. So kind of like study questions to think about. So as I'm reading scripture here, this is just another tool. I mean, there's lots of things out there to help us as we're studying scripture. This is just another tool. So communication, asking for God's help. Home, which verse most clearly speaks to what I am experiencing at home right now? Attitude, what attitude described in my reading do I need to cultivate or discard? relationships. Which verse could be applied to my relationships outside of the home? Actions. What behaviors described in my reading should I either adopt or curb? Consequences. What positive or negative consequences of a particular behavior or attitude is God impressing upon me? Tongue. Which verse dealing with the tongue did the Lord impress upon me today? Expression. What verse or truth does God want me to communicate to someone else? And then remembrance. Which verse from my reading would be most helpful to memorize and meditate on? And my suggestion would be, if you choose to use this or even something like this, is read that prior to your study, because then those things are kind of in your head. You know, it's like having, you know, questions. So I have to answer these questions. I'm going to read this material and answer these questions. It's always better to read all those questions. Then as you're reading the material, it's like, oh, okay, that's how that fits. As opposed to reading the material, then coming to the questions and going, oh, I don't think that was in there. It's amazing how that works. If those questions are already in our mind as we read the material, they kind of just jump out at us. So the same with Scripture. If there's things in our mind, so we're reading Scripture and we already have some things in our mind that we're thinking about. So my expectation today is, as I'm reading God's Word, those are the things I want answered. As opposed to just sitting down and reading Scripture and going, well, God, tell me whatever, here we go. Now, there may be some days that you just do that because that's just where you are. And you're just like, I don't have enough brain cells to go beyond that today. So, but I know I'm going to read Scripture. And so, God, I'm just going to read today and you help me know what I need to know. But there's other times when maybe we're really digging in where we think about some of these other things ahead of time and go, okay, God, I need some specific answers here. I'm looking for, you know, some of these fill in the blank. So help me find those. Help me see those. We have God's Word to help us know Him. That's really the basic reason we have God's Word, is so that we can know Him, because He's there in His Word. And then the next thing we have is it will help teach us how to live, how to be godly, how to be Christ-like. 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. All Scripture is inspired by God, and it's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. And what is the good work? Whatever it is that God is calling us to do, He will equip us through His Word. So how much of Scripture is inspired by God? All of it. Even Leviticus. Remember when we were reading through that and you were wondering, really? Numbers. Psalms. All Scripture, God has given it to us so that we can know Him more. So, you know, whether you use this or not, there's other little things out there. It's a good tool to use as you're reading through Scripture. It's just one more thing just to help you in your understanding of God's Word, in your understanding of who God is. Let's pray. Father, thank you for, again, this beautiful day. Thank you for the privilege and the honor that I have to share your word with your people. And Father, I know that I don't know it all. And so it is by the power of your Holy Spirit, really, that anybody gets anything out of these things on Sunday morning. That I know it's your Holy Spirit working in and through them. That it's your Holy Spirit speaking to them about a specific scripture or whatever it might be. And I thank you for that. I thank you that I don't have to depend on my ability to do this, but I can depend on your ability to do it. And so, Father, I pray for all of us that as we're reading through your word, Father, that we will understand you better, that we will understand our relationship to you, and that we will understand the kind of life that we need to live to glorify and honor you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so a few announcements here. So there is a yellow sheet in your bulletin, has upcoming stuff on it. Just going to direct you to that. We're going to try to have our second annual Father's Day barbecue, but right now it's not looking too promising because I'm not having people sign up. So what the plan is, if it just doesn't work, it doesn't work, and we will then have our second Sunday potluck in June. So any of you guys that are interested in doing this, please sign up and get this turned in so we'll know if we have enough participation or not. And then your bulletin. How many of you can read upside down? Just keeping you on your toes, you know, wanting to make sure. I have to say, though, no one said anything about the bulletin today. So you must like it that way. So I think we're going to do it that way more often. So next Sunday is our Family Worship Sunday, and it's also Promotion Sunday, where we've got Sunday school kids that are moving up to the next grade level, and we've also got some seniors that are graduating from high school that we're going to recognize them also. And then I already talked about the barbecue, and what's next? And then there's also no youth group and no high school discipleship today, and I think that's it. You can read it. You can turn it over so you don't have to like stand on your head to read it. So God bless you guys. Have a great day. See you next week.